Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Certainly around this time of year, I know that right now it's actually snowing outside and still cold, but we always start to think about the time where the weather starts to turn, which allows the opportunity for communities to get the chance to fill in some of the potholes as a result of the winter cleanup season. Just wanted to ask you kind of where things stand with your department right now in terms of working already to prepare for pothole season in Western New York.
So at this point in the season, we really haven't received that many complaints, either called in or emailed in. But we have canvassed about two-thirds of the town at one point or the other when the crews weren't in plow trucks. Just to look for stuff, be proactive, try to fill in what we can and stay ahead of it. We have had some started to see some variations in temperature, some above freezing temperatures, which will make the potholes start to show their ugly little heads.
What are the favorable conditions for crews in your town and other municipalities in Western New York to be able to go out and fill the potholes and do an effective job patching them up?
You really just need the time to do it. It's very hard to do when it's snowing out, when it's wet out. It really makes the adhesive capabilities of that cold patch almost nil. And you need some weather, and you need the time to do it. So really, it is just a matter of knowing where they are and addressing them as they come up.
Do the conditions that we're seeing, at least in the week-long forecasts that we're seeing, favor any sort of a favorability to be able to do any sort of addressing with these potholes?
Yeah, certainly today I took a ride around, noticed some cracking, some potholes starting to form. Most of the holes that I did witness were water-filled and would need to be cleaned and blown out and prepped prior to any cold patching.
And how long do usually these cold patches, when you're filling in the potholes, generally last?
If you see that freeze-thaw cycle just continue to repeat itself, you'll be patching the same pothole probably, up to once a week. But if you take your time, you prepare that hole, clean it out, maybe use a little bit of heat and a good product, sometimes you can stay in all summer long. That's obviously what we're hoping for, or until we can, address it and hot patch it in the summer months, spring and summer months. But usually, as we all know as Western New Yorkers, you see the same pothole over and over because that cold patch just doesn't seem to bond and stay into the hole.
And feel free to remind residents of Clarence where they can be able to tell your department of areas of concern or potholes that are popping up on their streets.
Well, certainly, we certainly have email addresses as well as, our office phone numbers. There's also 24-hour numbers on our answer machines and things like that. We're also more than happy to share with our municipal partners, whether that be state and county, and try to get the potholes addressed so we don't do any damage to the vehicles.